Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, September 23rd, 2013, and today we are talking about last week's vote in the U.S. House of Representatives to pass a continuing budget resolution, or CR as the House would call it, to continue funding the United States government through December 15th, a $986.3 billion bill. But in that bill is nothing for Obamacare. In other words, the Republican majority in the House of Representatives voted to defund Obamacare. This comes at a time when the budget is expiring. It expires at the end of this month, which is next Monday, 1 week from today. And the day after that, the state health exchanges for Obamacare are scheduled to start, so everything is now in a state of flux. If the debt ceiling isn't raised, it could provoke at least a partial shutdown or even a partial default of the government. Even the threat of a default or partial default could have dire consequences. The threat could cause the rating agencies to downgrade U.S. debt. Again, it's done that before. If the foreign lenders become insecure about their U.S. debt holdings and conclude the principal will never be repaid, and that would be easy to conclude from our trillion-dollar deficits, or the interest is always paid with additional borrowed money, thus devaluing every dollar they have, they might refuse any additional credit or even start selling the U.S. debt at a discount, thus a forced devaluation of the dollar and a forced increase in the cost of everything imported into America. Well, the president was very upset about all this and let his anger fly at the Republicans. In a speech at a Kansas City auto plant, he said the following, I quote, "This is the United States of America. We're not some banana republic. This is not a deadbeat nation. We don't run out on our tab. We're the world's bedrock investment. The entire world looks to us to make sure the world economy is stable. We can't just not pay our bills." Well, with respect, Mr. President, we are a deadbeat nation, and the $17 trillion we have that we have no way to pay for except with borrowed money reflects that quite clearly. The president went on to say, quote, "They are trying to mess with me," thus making this a personal battle between him and the Republicans, and said also, quote, "Just do your jobs," lecturing the Congress. The president sounds like a man who would let the government shut down rather than accept the House's continuing resolution without Obamacare. We'll see what the Senate does with it. The Senate Majority Leader, Harry Reid, needs 60 votes to fully fund Obamacare, but he has only 54 Democrats. Can he get enough Republicans? We will see. Rand Paul thinks that he can, but we will see if he can muster the votes. House Speaker John Boehner said the American people don't want the government shut down, and they don't want Obamacare. Republicans said they intended to put Democratic senators on the spot, especially the ones up for re-election next year. Well, I would add they should also put their own party senators on the spot, like Tennessee's Lamar Alexander, for example, up for re-election next year. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California, said, quote, "Either you don't know what you're doing, or this is one of the most intentional acts of brutality you've cooked up." Well, that is Nancy for you. This is the conclusion. What does all this mean? The president, in a combative mood, went on the stump to make his case to his base in the auto unions. "They're trying to mess with me," he said. But the auto unions have had great concerns of their own about Obamacare and are begging him to let them out of it. Well, Mr. President, they're supposed to represent their constituencies, not be your lapdogs. They are focused on politics, he said. Everything in Washington is focused on politics, including you, Mr. President. It appears to me, though, that something bad is about to happen. It's hard to see the president accepting a budget without Obamacare in it. After all that's been said, still, the enemy is about to overrun our homes and families, and when that happens, sometimes you have to call for artillery on your own position. That's what a government shutdown could be like, but perhaps this time it's worth the risk. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Monday, September 23rd, 2013. Until next time, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.